We are now joined by members of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Squad, which is ranked number 8 in Class 1A, Katie Rosa and Clara Vandermolen, the top singles players for the Eagles and the number 1 doubles team thus far. And guys, you've had a couple matches this season. You had one rained out this week with the Grinnell match, and unfortunately you guys didn't get into that one. But, you know, how have things gone thus far in the early season for you guys, you know, both individually as a doubles team and just for the entire squad as a whole?
Yeah, I think so far we've done better than I've expected.
Yeah.
We've definitely made improvement from Centerville last Friday. And, yeah, we played Alvia last night, and we've definitely made some improvements from that. So definitely. I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm. The whole squad has made a lot of improvements already this season. So
absolutely. And, you know, tennis is one of those sports where, you know, you guys do have the team aspect where you're playing – single or doubles matches where you are teamed up and you guys have a group of girls as a team, but then there's also that individual element. You know, how do you guys kind of prepare, you know, for both the individual side and the double side of it, and what kind of goes into that?
I think for me personally, a mental aspect is a huge part of it, and I guess that goes for both of us. Keeping each other accountable and staying positive is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Focusing a lot on strategy also helps, because you can implement double strategy into your singles game and single strategy into your doubles game. Mm-hmm. Helps the whole team.
Absolutely. And you talk about, you know, incorporating that double strategy into the singles game and some of the singles into the doubles. What does that kind of look like for you guys and for those who may not know, you know, the intricacies of tennis and, you know, all the different strategies that you're talking about? What are some of those and what do they look like?
Yeah, so there's going to be some different angles that you want to hit for singles and doubles. And, you know, in doubles, you're not going to – or in singles, you're not going to have two people on the court, obviously. So you're not going to have someone at the net. So in doubles, you got to think about keeping away from the net man and stuff like that.
You can learn some things from your singles game and put them into your doubles game, like, you know, knowing when to go down the line instead of hitting a cross-court ball. And
for sure.
Knowing when to use your drop shots instead of your topspin balls.
Mm-hmm. And just moving around the court like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Helps you in both.
Yeah, and some of that strategy that you guys are, you know, talking about, you know, you implement that now in the early season. You got a match under Centerville under your belt, a match under Albia under your belt. And, you know, how did those wins, you know, against those teams kind of help build with that strategy and, you know, give you some momentum as you guys get ready to face the Little Hawkeye Conference, which is, you know, a very well-regarded conference for just about everything. And, you know, you guys have to play some of the best, you know, athletes in the state. And, you know, how does the early season process here, you know, get you prepared for that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, with every game, each player that we play is different. So I think they all give us a really good experience.
Mm-hmm. It helps us build confidence harder competition.
Yeah, because, like, my girl from Centerville was completely different than my Albia girl. So they both give us really good practice with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you talk about those different styles and stuff like that, and, you know, how do you guys, you know, going into a match when you know that, you know, you're facing somebody of a different style or a different, you know, strength or speed, you know, how do you guys kind of mentally prepare yourselves to go into a match like that and, you know, stay sharp and ready to go for whoever you're seeing on the other side of the net?
I think being really observant is important just early in the game, because when you see something consistent happening from the other player, you got to pick up on that right away to adjust to that.
Yeah, just be willing to adjust your entire match, because your opponent can change
for sure.
Every single day. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, talking about tennis a little bit, you guys are both juniors, and, you know, the time's coming up where tennis won't be around at the high school level much longer. And, you know, Katie, I know you run cross country, and Claire, you with basketball, and you're looking at different schools now. What are some of the, you know, interests you're looking at here as you are looking towards the next level and potentially playing collegiately?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a goal to set. I think we're both still undecided, but I think it would be something to definitely look into, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool opportunity to consider.
For sure. Yeah. Throughout this season, I think just seeing how it goes and how much we improve and the things we learn this season
could be a big deciding factor.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that obviously we won't mention the schools by name, but you know, obviously it sounds like, you know, maybe there's a little bit of interest that's been generated. And, you know, what are some of those things you would be looking for in a program that you would potentially be going to play at?
Yeah, I think a big part for me is, I guess a big concern is the balance between schoolwork and playing tennis or another sport. Yeah, so I think the balance between that would just be a difficult thing.
Same for me.
No worries. And, you know, you talk about that balance. You know, obviously that's still something you have to wrestle with here in high school. Mm-hmm. What is that kind of like, you know, when you've got matches and balancing schoolwork and balancing friendships and stuff like that? What does that time balance look like for you guys?
Yeah, it does look pretty hard. It's pretty hard because, you know, we have practice or a game or something every
day. 6 days a week.
Sure, yeah. On weekends too, and with work too, it gets really tough. But I think making a priority of school is probably the most important.
Absolutely, guys. Well, we appreciate the time, and you know, it's always good to get to talk Pelican athletics, especially Pelican girls tennis here. We appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can do throughout the rest of the year. And best of luck to you guys on the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.